What is the cause for 189,000 emergency room visits by teens under the age of 21? What is the third leading cause of death for 15-year-olds to 24-year-olds? What causes kids to make poor decisions because they are under the influence? It's called alcohol, and it's not as fun as you think. Unless, of course, you think it's fun to be sitting in the back of a police car. I was able to meet with Dave Kenyon, patrol of the Carmel Police Department, to talk about some of the consequences teenagers might face if caught underage drinking.
There's kind of two divisions. There's those who are over 18, but still considered, you know, they're under 21 still, and those under 18. Anybody under 18 goes into the juvenile justice system, which is very similar to the adult system, but it's designed a little more for rehabilitation, transformation than punishment. Generally speaking, a person who is caught underage drinking from the juvenile system can expect to be placed on probation for a period of time to be determined by a magistrate. They are subject to random drug screens. They are subject to, if they violate the conditions of their probation, to actually be held in a controlled facility at the juvenile detention center. They can also be put on home monitoring, things like that. We have an open line of communication with the school systems, both here in Carmel and elsewhere in Hamilton County. So generally speaking, an arrest for something like that could cause adverse impacts on any extracurricular activities, especially sports, football, baseball, these things for the schools. They're made aware of these arrests, and as part of the code of conduct that most athletes have to sign, getting in trouble for those things can penalize them and remove them from those teams. As well as there's a financial burden that is usually placed on the person arrested or their parents to pay the fees for probation, pay the fees for the drug test. It can end up being pretty expensive.
Mr. Kenyon then goes into detail to describe some of the efforts made to control the substance.
The biggest part of the reduction is education. It's letting the kids know not only the legal ramifications, but the health risks, the things that can happen. The unfortunate death of the student here within the last couple of years, I can't remember exactly when it was, kind of put a spotlight on the worst case scenario is it can mean your life at the end of the day. So we're trying to get in front of it. We would much rather educate the student population, let them know all the way things can go bad before they go that way. Unfortunately, if the decisions are still made to consume underage and they're caught and it's brought to our attention, then the legal ramifications kick into place. But education is the spearhead of how we get it to stop.
Dr. McLaren from IU St. Vincent's Health Hospital goes into more detail about the effects alcohol can have on the body.
I mean, there's all the toxic effects, which are, you know, similar, at least to adults. So just, you know, liver, pancreas, you know, all that stuff, kidneys, I suppose, stomach. There's potentially brain stuff that can happen with kids. You know, early on, I mean, it's not like anybody's looked at that scientifically because you can't give alcohol to kids. But there's you know, there's subtleties in brain development that may be affected. There's certainly the brain isn't mature at 15 or 16 like it is at 25. So potentially you could have some effect on that. If you expose people, younger people, to, you know, mind-altering substances, if you want to call it that, which includes alcohol, those effects that can happen in adulthood are magnified there. So as far as the potential for dependency and addiction and that sort of thing.
The teenage body is not developed enough to contain alcohol in its system. So just say no. It's that simple. However, if you are drinking and find you or one of your friends in need of medical care, call the Lifeline. It will protect you from any charges and allow you to get the help you need. For WHJE, this has been Trevor Anderson.